we're not working together.
I know already.
Alright, I'll just do the first.
Oh, for yours. Okay, never mind.
First question. Are you a person of social media as you are in real life?
No. Well, no, you know what? Actually, kind of, yeah.
Kind of? Can you go into detail?
Well, basically, I play video games. Does that count?
It kind of?
Okay. Yeah. But I do mostly use it on my phone. Go on Facebook that much, too. On Instagram, on everything like that. So, yeah.
What about you?
I feel like is this the same person on social media? Yeah, I'm the same person in person.
Next question. Do you use Facebook?
I use Facebook a lot. Back then, that was my first social media that I ever used. That's why I got into it. I still use it as today and now. I watch videos and stuff like that, and then there's both stuff. So yeah, basically, I use it a lot.
All right, what about you?
I don't use Facebook anymore. I used to use it like back in middle school, but then I stopped.
All right, that's a minute.
Hi, my name is Dario Youngachu, and I'm doing a 1 minute interview. Hi, my name is Dario Youngachu, and I'm doing a 1 minute interview.
Oh, we're not working.
Oh,
you already? Alright, I'll just do the first.
Oh, for yours. Okay, never
mind. First question. Are you a person of social media as you are in real life?
No. Well, no, you know what? Actually, kind of, yeah.
Can you go into detail?
Well, basically, I play video games. Does that count?
It kind of?
Okay. Yeah. But I do mostly use it on my phone. Go on Facebook that much, too. On Instagram, on everything like that. So, yeah.
What about you?
I feel like is this the same person on social media? Yeah, I'm the same person in person.
Social media. Next question. Do you use Facebook?
I use Facebook a lot. Back then, that was my first social media that I ever used. That's why I got into it. I still use it as today and now. I watch videos and stuff like that, and then there's both stuff. So yeah, basically, I use it a lot.
All right, what about you?
I don't use Facebook anymore. I used to use it like back in middle school, but then I stopped.
All right, that's a minute. Hi, my name is Dario Youngachu. I'm here with
Ruben.
Hi, I'm John.
Hi, we're doing a podcast about Mortal Kombat 11, the video game. First question: what do you think about the ending of Mortal Kombat? If you've seen
it, was trash.
John, say what you had to say.
Well, for me, I don't like it because it led to too many different open timelines they could go down, and it doesn't keep the storyline consistent. And honestly, frustration is it was pretty consistent from Mortal Kombat the original to up to Mortal Kombat 11. We kind of knew everything, but this video game really just changed the timeline and made it so a lot of old characters can come back and then they can remake it. I get why they did it, money and all, but it just makes no sense to the characters.
Okay, and basically from Mortal Kombat 10, the ending for that was somewhat trashed a little bit. And then Mortal Kombat 11, there's multiple endings, so I don't think why they do that. If there was one ending from that game and then multiple endings from that game, it'd go different ones. And then later on probably will be oh no, this was the actual main ending. I'm like, okay, you should just put that besides doing the whole thing. I'm like, come on, this is really not what I like, so.
Alright, follow-up question. What was your favorite character ending? Each character has, a specific...
Sonya Blade.
Sonya, alright. What about you?
I'm kind of angry what they did, because now I know what happened. My guy from Mortal Kombat 10. Mm-hmm. I forgot. No. Wait, who's the one in the blind one?
The blind one? Oh, it's Leon something. It's a Chinese name. I
forgot. But he was in there, and then later on he dies.
I know he dies because both his son is missing from Mortal Kombat 11. He's not even in the game, which is weird because it doesn't say he's dead or not.
That's just pretty stupid, not bringing Mortal Kombat 10 players from...
But they brought Sonya Blade and all the different characters.
They brought back the important characters.
Okay, they brought back the important characters. right. Of course. I'm just saying, like, that guy, I feel like he could have helped a little. For me, I feel like he could have helped a little bit more, but if he was in the game, I would still choose him right now. But as right now, I really don't know for Marvel Kombat 11. It would be just different characters right now. Nothing is my favorite right now.
My opinion about the ending was just, like, it was all over the place. Like, it didn't have, like, a storyline. Like, the storyline was just everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, they didn't follow the main storyline. They could pick one storyline, and they could, like, put all their time and energy making that, like, be a great storyline. But instead, they just went everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically. All
right, next question. Who is your best character, and why do you use this character?
Cassie Cage,
can you go into depth
I use Cassie Cage? I guess for the main reason I use Cassie Cage, she has a little bit of range, enough to reach halfway across the map, right? And I prefer a person with a mid-range kind of goal, because as long as they have a melee attack, like a solid punch or kick, that I can follow up after my heavy, I'm pretty solid with that. And also, I just like the fact that she grew up with a mom that's gone, a father that's, like, overprotective and stuff, and it's a more relatable story compared to, like, all the I am a god with thundery hands kind of thing.
What about you, Ruben?
I'm trying to think. He died, but I don't know if he's actually in there. Kenshi.
Kenshi, your favorite character. Yeah. Plays Kenshi.
You disgust
me. That was from is he in there, right?
He's dead.
Yeah, okay,
he's dead.
He stated that he was dead. But probably the second character I probably would use, probably Scorpion, so.
Why?
Scorpion has a long range weapon that everyone knows, that when he brings out the kunai and just grabs him and takes him in, and that's perfect, I know. Literally, and he teleports from whatever place he goes right behind the enemy, and that's like a good advantage. And his combos are really, really, really good. It's like the giant combo. So basically, you can just use him multiple times if you know how to use him right. So I would use him, but everyone knows that's a try-hard character. So.
My favorite character is probably Sub-Zero. Like, his ability to freeze a character in, like, mid-combat is pretty good. You could actually freeze someone, unfreeze them, then, like, do your combos. Which is really, really frustrating. Especially when someone from another, like, you know, someone you're playing, your opponent, who's using Sub-Zero, they could just spam that and just beat you so
hard. They nerfed it, by the way.
They nerfed it because in the
MK10 one, that was overpowered. That was just overpowered. I got angry. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Third question. Okay, I'm just going to ask you. You play Mortal Kombat 10, but he's not playing. So this question is based on Mortal Kombat 10, right?
Oh, okay.
How long did it take you to finish the game?
How dare you? I played Mortal Kombat 10.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to finish the whole game?
A day?
That's basically, it took like a day. It didn't take me like hours. Like
I am a Mortal Kombat god.
A god.
Okay then. So that's just.
Call himself a Mortal Kombat god. Why? Why do you think it take you a day? Like, that's like a short period of time for a video game.
There was a Sunday and no church and I was bored and yeah.
You just spent your whole day playing?
Oh no, not a whole day. It took me like 4 hours.
4 hours?
It took him four
wow,
hours.
Wow, that's even shorter. Oh, dang.
That's basically what I was talking about. Like, literally this game is...
As long as you know the main point, like, ignore the storyline. Because you could go back to it in the gallery, right? You just skip the storyline. This cutscenes because you could go back to it and then just do the main fight sequences, and it's the characters you recognize before. So if you already know the main pattern, the main fighting style, you could basically outmaneuver it any way you want to with any character. It's very easy. Mortal Kombat needs actual hard mode.
It needs more into it. Right now it's just bad. It's just like they need the storyline better.
It's NPCs are trash.
Yeah, basically, and plus they don't even have. But yeah.
How long did it take you?
Basically. Not like a day, but like hours.
Hours.
It took like around then John's hours. That's somewhere around like 4 to 6.
People who are good at get video games understand.
Yeah.
Sorry, dare you.
It's not that I'm not good at video games. I just had other things to do at the time. Like
I know, but if you regularly just like play just like a regular storyline, it should tell the amount how many hours. And you're like, oh, IGN says, oh, it should take at least 24 hours. And then the outlet later on says, oh, I finished in 6 hours. So.
But you guys kept playing for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, but you just like, but it's just like a regular easy game. It's just like as a just a normal.
Heck, Injustice was harder than that.
Yeah.
That's a whole different game, but damn.
As a regular game like that, it's just.
So, tell me, how do you feel after beating the game?
I won.
You won.
Like, I mean, it's typical.
It's typical. Like,
I always.
How do you feel, like, emotion-wise? Like, were you happy?
Oh, I was just happy that I guess I don't know, Mortal Kombat 11 or 10.
10. It could be either game.
Well, 11. I was confused. 10. I was like, okay, makes sense, but like, I still don't like it.
It's basically every Mortal Kombat. That's how I feel. Every Mortal Kombat, you finish it and you're done. I'm just like, I need to have that feeling where you're in that game. I mean, not in the game. I mean, like, you're...
You can relate to the character.
Yeah, and then it'll be so good, and it'll be like, oh, my
Cassie
God.
Cage.
See, basically, you're just like, oh, my God, this game was so good. It's, like, not like any other Mortal Kombat before. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, it's the same combat. It's just the same Mortal Kombat. I'm like, it's the same thing.
All right, thank you for being on my podcast today.
Goodbye.